pork, beef, apples, tomatoes. All have been forbidden foods at one time or another. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg concludes her Tuesday series on food with a plateful of taboos.
They say you are what you eat, but what you eat is often governed by the diet you're following or your religious beliefs. Food is powerful, a necessity as well as pleasure, and it can be sinful. Stuart Lee Allen, author of In the Devil's Garden, A Sinful History of Forbidden Food, keeps track of, what would you call it, Mr. Allen, X-rated foods?
Yeah, you might say that.
Well, first of all, let's go way back to the Bible. Why is it that the apple is the fruit that got Adam and Eve in trouble, not the lemon, the peach, the pear?
Well, it's not the apple. The Bible is very specific in that it does not identify the fruit that gives you the knowledge of good and evil. The apple seems to have become attached to this myth as a sort of a political point put forth by the Catholics in the early medieval period in Europe, because the apple was a sacred fruit to the Celts and the Druids, and by making it the so-called evil fruit, it was a way of communicating to the peasants at that time that the knowledge and the beliefs of the Druids and the Celts was heretic knowledge, and that's what landed humanity into the hell that is daily life.
Uh-huh. Then why do you get tomatoes being called love apples? They must be really bad for you, or somebody thought so at the time.
Yeah, well, they were tabooed and banned by a number of people. The tomato story is very complicated. Essentially, it seems to have evolved out of the belief that the New World, South America and North America, was the origin of paradise. Columbus was obsessed with finding paradise, and on his ship he had two people who spoke Chaldean, I believe it was, in Hebrew, which were the languages they thought they would speak in Eden. So when they went to South America, there was this whole belief that developed that this was paradise, and then when the tomato showed up, it became identified by certain people as the forbidden fruit from Eden. And now I believe tomato is the most popular vegetable in the world.
Which brings us to chocolate. And in the 18th century, apparently Europeans were very wary of chocolate.
Extremely. It's really interesting when you read the rhetoric of especially the French against chocolate. It's very similar to how we talk about cocaine. We do believe that cocaine is a sexual stimulant. They also believed chocolate was a sexual stimulant, and that women who ate too much chocolate would become essentially a kind of a crack whore, if you will.
Bread certainly has not over the ages been just the staff of life. It was something holy as well. Tell about the French Catholics in ancient days.
Bread in Europe, especially in the 1600s, 1700s, and before that, of course, was thought to give the person who ate it many moral qualities. In certain areas in France, the baker had a special confessional arrangement with the priest because they were thought to be in some ways a debauched group, and it was very important that they relieve themselves of their sins, so their sins were not passed on to the bread they made, which would then be passed on to the people who ate, and therefore corrupting the great French people.
My goodness, so that made those bakers extremely powerful members of the community in some ways.
Yes, extremely powerful.
Mr. Allen, what is your idea of sin on a plate?
I would say, after working on this book, that I view food in a different way. For instance, if I were to get steak with red wine sauce, the way I look at that now is as an attempt to recreate the experience of eating a freshly killed animal. Why do we like our meat warm? It actually tastes better cold. And why do we like it in these sort of colorful, warm, sort of slightly viscous sauces, which is very similar to blood? And that's how I tend to see food nowadays. For me, that's a disturbing meal, though I do still enjoy it, of course.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, I guess.
You're welcome.
Stuart Lee Allen, author of In the Devil's Garden, A Sinful History of Forbidden Food. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Previous stories in the food series are at npr.org.